It's Marissa Lee here, and I'm so excited to be sharing today's Solo Round episode with you. Whether you're a member of the voice community or beyond, your voice is your unique gift. And my mission, which has been inspired by my own personal and professional journey, is to empower you to share your gift with others. Now is the time for you to discover your voice in life, develop a positive mindset, and become the best and most authentic version of yourself to create greater impact. Ultimately, you can take charge and you can become the director of your own life. It's time for you to live your best life. It's time now for a voice and beyond. So, without further ado, let's go to today's episode. Despite the best of intentions, once the glow of a fresh new year wears off, many, many people struggle to make good on their goals. In fact, some people don't even get started at all. They don't even try. Unfortunately, and this is according to the research, only 46% of people who make New Year's resolutions are successful. That means that over half of the people who set a goal for 2022 will fail. I took a sneak look at what the top 10 most common New Year's resolutions are. And all the usual suspects were there, such as losing weight, exercising more, travel, learn a new skill or hobby, and of course, save more and spend less. So my interpretation of that is that people simply want to have more money or they want to get out of debt, right? I heard somewhere that people get into massive debt over the Christmas period by spending way more than they can afford, and this debt usually carries over till the next Christmas. Wow, how staggering is that? And I don't want that to be you. I don't want you to end up in the camp with all those people who fall into that trap and who fail to achieve their money aspirations and dreams for 2022. So this episode is dedicated to helping you come through with your financial goals for the new year. However, I do want to start with a disclaimer though, that some of this information may be uncomfortable for you, but no matter what, I need you to be honest here. We are going to check in with your attitude towards money. So you do need to take a good hard look at yourself. We're going to start with your mindset. Do you have a poverty mindset? You may think this is a really strange question to ask. Are you one of those people who say, I really don't care about money? But in actual fact, all you do is stress about the fact that you don't ever seem to have any money, ever. Is this you? Are you constantly broke? And are you losing sleep over it? Take a look at yourself. What value do you place on your self-worth? Do you believe that you are not worthy of having any money in your life? And maybe this is not your fault. So many of us have to rewire our relationship with money because we've grown up in a family where there was just enough. Only just enough to get by. So the language around money is that we only just have to have enough. That is terrible. That is a negative narrative that we grew up with, and it can stay with us forever and can absolutely ruin your relationship with money. So ask yourself, Are you guilty of saying, I just want enough money to survive and not a cent more? Look, this kind of poverty mindset is not going to serve you. And remember, what you say will manifest in the future. You've heard me say this before. Manifestation is a real thing. If you have a terrible money mindset and you believe you are not worthy of an abundant life, money will not find its way to you. If you have a bad attitude around money, it is not going to come into your life. You must believe that there is plenty of money for everybody. You can change your mindset around your self-worth and money will flow into your life. Could it be that you are someone that wastes money and wonders why you're always broke? Couple of questions here for you. Can you tell me how much money you spend every week? Do you even know how much money you spent today? Do you know what you spent your money on? Do you know how much things cost? Do you know how much money you need to keep your head above water every week? If you don't, then this is a form of disrespecting money. And if you disrespect money, I hate to tell you, it will disrespect you. Money is going to avoid you like the plague. So we're going to look at how you treat money, and here's a simple test for you. I want you to take out your wallet and look inside and tell me honestly, is it a hot mess? Is your money thrown in there? Do you know how much money you have? Or is your money all scrunched up in your wallet? Or worse still, thrown around in your handbag or in your car? That is so disrespectful. So don't tell me you don't disrespect money. I can tell by looking in someone's wallet if they have a lousy attitude towards money. This also tells me if money flows easily to them. Take this a step further. If you waste money and your house is cluttered with all these unwanted goods, there's stuff everywhere and you can never find anything because everything is just thrown into the back of cupboards, how can the mothership of money find its way to you amidst all that clutter? I can assure you that money is not going to find its way to your home and it cannot sail into your harbor. Don't just think about it. Go and clean out those cupboards and allow the mothership of money to come to you. Let it birth at your harbor and let that abundance flourish in your home. And then go and clean out your wallet. Take out all those receipts that you don't need anymore. Some of those receipts, I bet, are from 5 years ago. Clean out your wallet and organize your dollar bills in terms of value. And I guarantee you money will start flowing into your wallet once it's well organized and you're respecting the money that's in there. Show money the respect it deserves and it will respect you in return. Then there are those who won't spend money because they're so tight. And we have a name for those people here in Australia, which I'm not going to share with you. For the sake of political correctness, let's just call these people Scrooges or mean old misers. These are the people who count every cent to the point where they are penny pinchers. These people will drive 3 days to grab a bargain that will save them 50 cents, but it's cost them $20 in fuel. You know, I have to laugh at these people because what they don't realize is that if you're trying to save 50 cents, do you not believe that you can earn 50 cents? What is the value you're placing on your earning capacity? This is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Think about it. This is a terrible way to live because you are not trusting your earning capacity. You think that by saving 50 cents, it is going to make you wealthy, but it's not. I am so sorry to say this, but this broke mentality or this penny-pinching mentality is going to make you broker. Trust in your earning capacity. Trust in your value. You need to invest in yourself. The greater the investment, the greater the return. So don't be a tightwad. It's not going to serve you. Another reason money may not be coming your way. Oh my gosh. And this is an all-time crowd pleaser. Are you ready for this one? I don't need money. I just want to be able to give to others. You got that one? Have you heard that one before? I actually know people who say this, and you know who you are. They say it in a way that they feel as though you have to be in bed with the devil if you have money or if you're financially secure. What a load of rubbish. Please, that's all well and good to have such a well-intentioned and such a noble view on money. But you may be shocked to hear this. That is, if you haven't figured it out already. And that is, you can't give away something that you don't have. Does that not make sense? You have to have the very thing you want to give away. And that includes money. If you don't earn the money and you don't have the money, you can't sustain the message. If you don't have the money, you can't give to those you feel are in need, and you can't help those you want to help, including family and loved ones. You can't reach out to others if you don't have the means to reach them, and you need money to scale your impact. If you don't earn the money, you can't serve your mission on a deeper level, and whether you want to admit it or not, and I know a part of you knows that with more resources, you can serve better. For me, the more money I make, I would want to offer you more quality training. I could produce a better product, market to larger audiences, and pay people to do all the work that I don't like doing. So that would be my way of spreading the message and serving you. Look, I understand that money may be a sensitive topic, and some people don't like talking about it. That was the case when I was growing up. In my household, we were taught not to talk about money, politics, and religion, as my parents believed these were the very three things that started wars, and they weren't completely wrong. But you can make money for the good of the world. And you can make a lot of money too without having to backstab, to lie, to cheat, to steal, or do something unscrupulous or take away from others. You can be ethical and have good morals if you have money. Whether you wish to speak about it or not, listen to me or not, no matter what your views are on money, I do believe that most people really do want to be financially abundant and have security. My own fear right here and now is that people don't understand my heart and my intentions when I speak about money. But I can tell you firsthand the shame that comes too in not having any money. I understand that we can become really overwhelmed with this poverty and scarcity mindset, but believe when I say it is only a mindset. There is no shame in having money, So stop with this kind of mindset. It is okay to have money. Did you hear me? This immense money shame stops you from living and being creative and to serve others. Many creative people believe that creativity comes from pain, but creativity also needs abundance to flourish. When people have this terrible relationship with money, I call it poverty mentality. My wish is that I could speak to everyone who has this syndrome and tell them it is an unnecessarily difficult way to go through life. There is enough money for all of us to do well and to have that life that we all truly desire. When my husband and I lost everything, I was so embarrassed to talk about money because I simply didn't have any. We didn't even have money to pay the rent, and we had the landlord knocking at our front door telling us we had to be out if we couldn't meet our payment by that afternoon. It was the worst time of my life, and I had to start believing in myself and knowing that I was better than this. And then when I got enough just to get comfortable, I started to hoard it because I was afraid that I would lose money again. But then I had to become a little more courageous, and I started to take money to the next level. I changed my mindset around money, and it changed my life. I moved out of that poverty mentality, and before I knew it, I was traveling overseas at least twice a year. I was driving a Mercedes-Benz. I was the owner of a property portfolio, and I was investing in courses for both my personal and professional development. Most importantly, I found myself in a situation where I could help my children and other family members when they needed financial support. And that felt amazing. It continues to feel amazing. And all this was achieved by changing my mindset around money. So my relationship with money shifted. It had to shift for me to get out of that poverty mentality. We have to all believe that there is enough money in the universe for all of us to enjoy. There are enough financial resources for all of us to live the life of our dreams. When you are in that poverty mindset, you can't see it for looking at it. You wouldn't know it if it hits you over the head like a sledgehammer. You don't even recognize opportunities to generate money, even when they're staring at you straight in the face. The truth is that you can experience better. You can live better. And you can experience something extraordinary in your life. Your quality of life is better without the stress of worrying about finances. If you don't make the money, you can't have the lifestyle. So stop the poverty mindset. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to wanting to make more money. Don't be one of those people who say, "It's not about the money. I just want to make an impact. I just want to reach out to others and improve their lives." Well, money is a tool for freedom, to do that very thing. And it is the tool for you to live your best life. Don't wait. The time to make change is right now. If you have an unhealthy relationship with money, now is the time to make those changes. Create a healthier mindset around money. Stop putting off your dreams. One thing COVID has taught us is there are no guarantees in life. Life is so unpredictable. If you haven't learned that lesson by now, it is time to start taking action. Stop waiting and make change. Start living your life. Don't quit. Don't delay and don't get distracted. Stay true to all those things that you want in life. Set the intention and achieve the goal in 2022. It's time now to protect your dreams. You can achieve anything. It's time now to shift your money mindset. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Voice and Beyond. I hope you enjoyed it, as now is an important time for you to invest in your own self-care, personal growth, and education. Use every day as an opportunity to learn and to grow so you can show up feeling empowered and ready to live your best life. If you know someone who will also be inspired by this episode, please be sure to copy and paste the link and share it with them. Or share it on social media and use the hashtag #AVoiceAndBeyond. I promise you, I am committed to bringing you more inspiration and conversations just like this one every week. And if you would like to help me, please rate and review this podcast and cheer me on by clicking the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts right now. I would also love to know what it is that you most enjoyed about this episode and what was your biggest takeaway. Please take care, and I look forward to your company next time on the next episode of A Voice and Beyond.